Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We're moving from Europe, where Jeff reports for CBS News. He is CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, a visiting professor at Dickens at College. We move from reporting in Europe to reporting in Asia. And this is positive, very positive, because of the geography, which hasn't changed since the 1940s and the war between the U.S. Navy and the Imperial Japanese Navy. China issues warning as U.S. Philippines stage largest ever drills. To unpack this, I asked the colonel to help me understand the geography here. The Philippines are abutting the South China Sea. The Philippines are a series of islands, large one, Luzon in the north. That was where the action was when the Japanese invaded in 1941-42. There is a smaller island in between down the archipelago called Palawan Island. And that is part of the relationship now reestablished between the U.S. and the Philippines. Palawan Island is directly on the South China Sea. I mention that not because it's critical right now, but because there are exercises between the U.S. and the Philippines that have very much attracted the condemnation of the Chinese foreign ministry, the usual rhetoric of denial and denunciation. However, Jeff, your measure of the Philippines entering into these exercises, this tells China that it doesn't have an easy ride if it's to attack Taiwan. It's vulnerable immediately in the South China Sea. Are they paying attention, Jeff?
Absolutely correct, John. They're certainly paying attention, and they have complained vigorously about this exercise, which will involve upwards of 17,000 U.S. and Filipino troops, one of the largest that we've had in quite some period of time, and also suggests a real dramatic change in U.S. diplomatic relationships with the Philippines after the departure of President Duterte, who tried to keep his distance from the United States, and the arrival of President Ferdinand Marcos. You know, John, the Philippines themselves have outstanding disagreements with China over certain areas of the South China Sea, which China claims as its particular sea space, but the Philippines, because of the nature of islands, claims as part of the Philippines. And that's part and parcel of this. The agreements Secretary of Defense Austin signed only a few weeks ago allows the United States to use basing facilities now in the northern part of the Philippine Islands, which will be only about 100 miles from the southern tip of Taiwan. And of course, that comes at the same time that we've seen a dramatic institutional change in U.S. security relations all across the Pacific, John. Not only our bilateral relations, of course, with China, with Japan, and South Korea, but also the announcement by the Marines of a modernization of their bases on Okinawa, reopening their bases on Guam. And then just in the last few weeks, we had the Prime Minister of Australia, Prime Minister of Great Britain, join President Biden in San Diego for the announcement of the AUKUS agreement, which will be a transfer of nuclear submarines eventually to Australia, and expanded U.S. basing rights in Australia, and the growing importance of the so-called Quad, the relationship between India, Australia, United States, and Japan. All of those things, I'm sure, are costing a lot of attention to be paid to them back in Beijing as those security relationships continue to mature.
You bring to my attention Talisman Sabre. What is that, Colonel?
Talisman Sabre, it will be the largest logistical military exercise ever conducted in that part of the Pacific, between primarily the United States and Australia. But it will also emphasize forces from South Korea, Indonesia, as well as Japan. And, you know, one of the growing lessons when people talk about the war in Ukraine, John, that I hear from the Pentagon, is that the sort of thinking we'd had in the aftermath of the Gulf War of a logistical system that was going to be just in time to deliver needed munitions, spare parts, et cetera, was no longer going to work. And now we have to think very hard about logistics as an essential aspect, once again, of military operations. We've seen that in the Ukraine war because of the massive expenditure of ammunition, fuel, spare parts, et cetera, this war has caused.
The People's Republic of China staged provocation after provocation over the years, but these last few days, The warplanes and the warships around Taiwan are especially aggressive. What do they gain from that, Jeff, given that they're not actually opening fire? Is there an advantage to all these provocations in that very small space?
I think it's designed to do several things, John. One is it's designed to signal to Taiwan how vulnerable they are. In this particular exercise, it was solely aircraft. They did not use any missiles, as they had done during the exercises last August when Ms. Pelosi visited Taiwan. They did publish a rather strange cartoon video showing missiles raining down on Taiwanese cities during the conduct of these exercises. They did mount the largest number of aircraft ever to approach the air defense identification zone around Taiwan, upwards of 91. And it was the first time one of these exercises also included the participation of the Chinese aircraft carrier, the Shandong, and the launching of aircraft only 100 miles or so from the shores of Taiwan as part of the exercise. So it's designed to signal that vulnerability, and at the same time, try to suggest to the Taiwanese that they can't depend on the United States to come to their assistance during a crisis. Furthermore, of course, I think it largely has to do with domestic consumption back in China, because the Chinese government has been so adamant that recovering Taiwan in future is an essential aspect of Chinese policy. And the whole nature of Taiwan as a so-called runaway province, which President Xi Jinping has continued to describe.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News. He is the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, as well as a visiting professor at Dickinson College in the great Keystone State. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Dash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.